This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:41 and we're heading to Today on Twitter, where we deep dive into the top hashtags in Malaysia. So today actually started off quite quiet, especially if you take out the usual 10 to 20 K-pop and K-drama hashtags. Honestly, doing the segment has been a huge education in terms of how interested people are in terms of the Hallyu wave. But I thought we could focus on two hashtags in particular. First up, Halloween obviously was yesterday, so that's really been trending over the weekend. People sharing their costumes, people sharing costumes of celebrities, just on and on. But sadly and relatedly, the other hashtag trending today is Joker, and that is specifically related to a knife and fire attack that happened on a train in Tokyo, which has seen 17 people injured, and it was carried out by a man in a Joker costume, hence the hashtag. And the photos and videos posted on social media showed a man wearing a green shirt and purple suit, and he allegedly attacked passengers on the KO Line train with a knife and also started a fire inside the carriage using lighter fluid, along with the photos and images, which are very upsetting, really. The photos and videos, sorry, which are very upsetting, showing the attack. There was also the aftermath. You know, people were jumping out of windows, running to different carriages, just doing everything in their power to avoid the attacks. The man in question has been identified as 24-year-old Kyota Hattori, and he allegedly told investigators that he wanted to kill multiple people and be given the death penalty. He has said that he adored the character Joker, and that's where this is coming from in part. Out of the 17 passengers, three are seriously injured, and a 70-year-old man is actually in critical condition with stab wounds to his chest. So, again, a rather tragic Today on Twitter, actually. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the hashtag Joker itself, or rather the character of Joker, because with this is always the fear, I think, you know, whenever it comes to the stuff that we watch, whenever it comes to the things that we listen to, we hear people tend to worry about younger people more so than others. And I think the worry here is that people are impressionable, that they identify with certain characters, and that they will then want to live like those characters or carry out the actions that those characters would do. And when Joker came out as a film, that was one of the things that everybody spoke about, because there were people who kept saying how much they identified with that particular version of the Joker. And honestly, any version of the Joker is deeply frightening. But Joaquin Phoenix's version was particularly so, I think, because it hewed closer to reality. It was about a very disenfranchised man who felt very isolated from society, who in the end saw no other outlet for how he was feeling aside from violence. And so this is a conversation that has been from before that movie, flared up again during that movie, and I think now because of this attack is likely to come up again. But what I was thinking about was also, how do you actually address this? Meaning, how do you actually catch somebody before an event like this happens? You know, if you have somebody who idolizes the Joker, who talks about wanting to kill multiple people, is this really the first time that this conversation came up? Or, you know, could there have been systems in place? Could there have been mental health checks in place to perhaps address this before we came to this moment on a train in Tokyo? And I guess that's the question I'm mulling over. Would love to hear from you. I mean, what are your thoughts on this story? Did you hear about it prior to this? And what kinds of systems and supports should there be to avoid something like this from happening? What do you think? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back for your messages after this. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:51. That was Etta James with Stormy Weather. Quite appropriate considering we can still hear the thunder out there. Hope everybody who is on the road is driving safe. You're listening to the Evening Edition, of course, with Lynn today. And we've been covering a number of different things this hour and asking you for your thoughts all the way, as always. On Today on Twitter, we were talking about the pair of hashtags, Halloween and Joker. So Halloween's quite simple, explanatory, kind of happy even. Unfortunately, Joker is not, because 17 people have been injured in a knife and fire attack on a train in Tokyo, which was carried out by a man in a Joker costume, who actually said that he adored the character Joker and set out intending to do harm and cause violence. And we were asking you for your thoughts, and also, really, what kinds of systems and supports should there be to avoid something like this from happening? And on that note, we do have this from an anonymous listener who says, it's odd that the man did this with the intention of being sentenced to death, which is also something that he said. Curious about whether his friends or family were aware of his mental state. It's more scary that there are people who relate so closely with characters like the Joker. Is it life imitating art or art imitating life? And that's the thing, isn't it? This is the reason why I hesitate to tar everybody with the same brush, especially when it comes to identifying with characters, because honestly, you can identify with the Joker in any number of ways. You can identify with the Joker because you feel disenfranchised, because you just, I don't know, you know, because you like anti-heroes or out and out villains. I think there are lots of people who identify with characters who don't then feel called to do something about it. And it's that second part, I think, that really bothers me about the story, about whether or not there could have been some sort of safety net, something to catch and arrest this person before the act itself. We also have this from Maggie, who says, as a kid, I used to get slightly irritated when my mother would pass remarks about the TV or movie characters we were watching, regardless whether it were praise or warning. She would also give moralistic comments about the wrongdoings on screen. But now that I am a mother, I realize it was her way of guiding our young, impressionable minds. So maybe if someone had done the same for this person, things might not have turned out the way it did. And Maggie, that's such a great point. I thinking about it now, my mother specifically, more so than my father, also definitely did this all the time. Some of it has stuck with me more than others, but I do think that this is a great way of staying engaged, right, with what it is that your child is consuming, being a part of their lives, and also actively being involved and, like you said, right, providing some form of guidance without perhaps being so overt about it. Let us know your thoughts. We're talking today about why the Joker hashtag is trending on Twitter, and that is because there was a knife and fire attack, a very serious one actually, on a train in Tokyo, carried out by a man in a Joker costume. We've been asking you for your thoughts, and also, really, what kinds of systems can we think about to avoid something like this from happening? Again, that number to call, 7733 2900. WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.